12 minutes after the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Tusk Free Farm Radio. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, February the 5th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. We'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. I haven't checked the phone, but hopefully it's working. Phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636 if you like numbers. Apologizing for not being here last Sunday. Last Sunday, I had a flat tire. Like the Geico Gecko. I have a flat tire. Will somebody help me? And at 3:30 in the morning, I was not about to try to change a flat tire. And AAA came. They put on the spear along about 8 o'clock. And just about the time my program would be ending. So anyway, couldn't get out last Sunday. And the Sunday before that, I found out after the program was just about over, after both my programs were over, since I also host Sounds of Praise, that the phones weren't working. I am assuming the phones are working. So I'm going to have to test them perhaps sometime when my next break here to make sure they are working. But if you call and then you can't get through, then I'll know they're not working. And that number again is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, I just found out that the phones still aren't working. They aren't even ringing anymore. At least they rang 2 weeks ago. I'm going to have to put that on the program era list, something not happening. So anyway, we're going to give you the sports scores that we have and everything else. You're just not going to be able to call. Okay, sorry about that. Let's go to women's college basketball right off the bat here. Yesterday, Baylor 79, Texas Tech 61, Texas 63, Kansas State 58, Ohio State 96, Wisconsin 68, Oklahoma 66, Oklahoma State 60. Upset, upset, upset. I have never heard of this school. A school called Detroit Mercy, who was unranked, defeated Green Bay, who was ranked number 21, 76-72. I could say they showed them no mercy. Another upset, Iowa State, unranked, defeated West Virginia, who was ranked number 22, 80-55. Iowa State pounded the ranked team. How about that? Maybe they should be ranked from now on. I didn't write it down, but I believe the UConn women, who did not play, have won 92, count them, 92 games in a row. 92 and 93, I forgot. But anyway, I read it earlier in the week, didn't write it down, and my ancient memory bank is not working like it used to when I was much younger. But anyway, those are the scores in the top 25 teams and the women's rankings in college basketball. Let's go on to the men. Gonzaga, who's ranked number one, defeated Santa Clara 90-55. Gonzaga's 24-0 on the season. I don't know whether they're a legitimate number one or not because, the strength of schedule is really poor as far as Gonzaga is concerned. They usually have a great record going into the March Madness, and then in the first or second round they go out because they're not playing teams that are they're equal or better. Excuse me. But, they're undefeated, and someone said that they're a lot better this year than they've ever been in the past, so we shall see. Upset, upset, upset. Actually, I can tell you ahead of time, this is upset. Yesterday was upset Saturday in college basketball. Here's one. Kansas State, who was unranked, defeated Baylor, who was ranked number two, 56-54. Another upset. Iowa State, who was unranked, defeated Kansas 92-89. That was an overtime game. Villanova defeated St. John's 92-79. Villanova may jump into first, or at least second place anyway, with their 22-2 record. Oregon, ranked number 13, defeated upset Arizona, ranked number 5, 85-58. Not only are these teams upsetting people, but they're pounding them. Louisville, 90, BC, 67. No luck here in Boston, however. Oklahoma State, upset West Virginia. Oklahoma State was unranked, defeated West Virginia, ranked number 7, 82-75. Another big upset and a pounding. Florida, ranked number 24, defeated Kentucky, ranked number 8, 88-66. Woo! 22 big ones they put on them. Another upset, Syracuse, who was unranked, defeated Virginia, ranked number 9, 66-62. UCLA, 107, Washington, 66. Cincinnati, 82, UConn, 68. That's the men. Another upset, Purdue, ranked number 23, defeated Maryland, ranked number 17, 73-72. St. Mary's, 71. This is unbelievable. St. Mary's 71, San Diego 27. 27? You're kidding me? 71-27? Oh my goodness, that's the worst score I guess I've ever seen since I've been doing a Brown perspective on sports. South Carolina 77, Georgia 75. The Mike is back. Duke 72, Pitt 64. And another upset, Xavier, who's unranked, defeated Creighton, ranked number 22, 82-80. So there you go. Who's the top team in men's college basketball? Haven't got a clue. haven't seen that many games to begin with. And the teams who have jumped into first place have suddenly got problems with the height or the height situation, and they generally fall out of first place. Will that happen to Gonzaga? Who knows? Like I said, I have not seen them play, but I know the strength of their schedule is not that great, so what can we do? 423 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, February the 5th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. Oh, you can't do that. I got to announce our phones are not working. So, therefore, what can I say? You can call, but you're not going to get through. I tried it with my cell phone, and it didn't even ring here in the studio. So, therefore, no, you can't call me on my cell. I'm not giving up my cell phone number. Only select people get my cell phone number. So, I'm sorry. It's 423 here on WMFO. Stay tuned. We have more sports talk coming your way.
Something for it.
But you already took cold medicine.
So? This is for my headache, not my cold.
They could have the same active ingredient. Did you read the labels?
No. They're not prescriptions, just over-the-counter medicines I got at the grocery store.
OTC products are still serious medicines. Let me see. Look, they both have the same active ingredient. If you take both, you'll take too much.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Since I can get them without a prescription, I never worried about combining them.
When taking over-the-counter medicines, read the Drug Facts label. It'll tell you what you're taking, how much you should take, and how often you should take it. Otherwise, you could end up taking more medicine than you should.
Well, I don't want to do that. I guess I should know my medicines, including the over-the-counter ones.
A message from the National Council on Patient Information and Education. For more information, visit bmedwise.org. That's bmedwise.org.
And the message is also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and the Brown Perspective on Sport. 426 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. You can't get involved in the conversation. I got to tell you every time I say that now. Our phones in the station are not working, so therefore, you can't call me. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I have some interesting stuff going on in the sports world today. This is Super Bowl Sunday. But right now, we're going to go to the NBA. We gave you the college basketball scores, the women and the men. NBA yesterday, the Wizards 105, the Pelicans 91. The Wizards have been really hot since that confrontation they've had with the Celtics a while back. Jay Crawford and John Wall, the Wizards have been playing lights out, and they pounded the Celtics down in Washington during the rematch. But anyway, we'll see as things move right along. The Hawks 113, the Magic 86. The Packers, where's my background music? I'll get the background music working anyway. The Pacers 105, the Pistons 84. Heat 125, 76ers 102, Cavs 111, the Knicks 104, the Jazz 105, the Hornets 98, the Bucks 137, the Suns 112, the Spurs 121, and the Nuggets 97, the Grizzlies 107, and the Timberwolves 99, the Kings 109, and the Warriors 106, and that went into overtime. I heard that Seth Curry missed an easy layup that could have won the game for the Warriors. And then Kerr got expelled from the game because he disputed a referee's call. You can dispute a referee's call? I didn't know the referees made calls that you would dispute. that's one of my pet peeves with basketball. But anyway, it's a hard game to call. But, you know, some calls to me seem obvious, and some calls that are not made seem obvious as well. So, what can I say? The game has certainly changed since the good old days. That's what I'll say. Let's see. Where are we going from here? Boston Celtics have been on a roll. They've won their last six games in a row. Excuse me. And Brad Stevens is going to get the chance to coach the All-Star team. So the Eastern All-Stars. So that should be another feather in his cap. Celtics are in first place in the Eastern Conference, trailing the Cavaliers, I guess, by only about three games, I think. And they have a 2.5-game lead over the Toronto Raptors, and nobody else seems to be close. At one time, the Knicks were close. And I've got to check to see how they're doing in comparison to the Washington Wizards, who've been really close. And see if I get a chance, I'll check that out. I'm doing some other things here in the station. But anyway, the Celtics have been doing really well. Isaiah Thomas, who some idiot on this program said we should trade for the best big man we can get from Philadelphia. Now I'll have to eat his words. Oh, those words don't taste so good. Well, there was this one game when Isaiah was out and they played, I forget who, Orlando or Miami or whatever, and they won the game fairly easily. And there seemed to be a lot more ball movement when he was not in the, because he was not playing, so he can't be in the game. So anyway, I said that, while his value is high, his value is high, and it's even higher now, the problem is that, yes, he scores a lot of points. He will get a lot of points. He's second in the league, I believe, in scoring behind Westbrook. But defense is a problem. Defense is going to be a problem, especially when you get in the playoff. You play one game, okay, maybe you can mix and match and do some things to slow him down, whatever. But as far as the defensive side of the game, they're going to do what they do with all the other small guys that have been in the league, who are no longer in the league, but weren't scoring like Isaiah is scoring. And so, therefore, it seemed like a good idea. We might be able to pry Okafor, possibly Embiid, away from the 76ers. Not going to happen. And so, therefore, we need to get the best pick that we possibly can get in the draft to help us move a little further. And perhaps we are getting closer to competing with the Cavaliers. And then the guys out west, the Spurs and the Clippers. I mean, the Spurs and the Warriors, we're still, trailing them. But, in a year or two, after we get the best big man coming out, and we have this other big, we may not even need the best big man coming out. Maybe he's the best small forward scorer or power forward scorer, a good defender, rebounder. And we've got this kid over in Europe who we drafted last year. I think he's playing in Turkey, who 7 feet tall. He's only about 21 years old and doing pretty well over there. So he might be our hope of the future for having that big inside presence. They say he plays with an attitude. You know, nothing wrong with that. So we'll see what happens. But Isaiah is a keeper. I take it back. Isaiah is a keeper. It's 4:32 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, like I said. It's 91.5 on your FM dial. It's Tosh Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet. Did I tell you that? www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be back with more sports stuff.
across the middle. Wow, what a grab in traffic. Largent really had defenders hanging all over, but somehow he comes up with the football.
On the football field, you've got to stay focused and not get distracted.
NFL Hall of Famer and President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association, Steve Largent.
The same is true on the road. So before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, take a timeout for safety. Place your phone in easy reach before you leave. Never take notes or look up a phone number while you're driving. In bad weather or traffic, call later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device. You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
And the message is brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let me remind you again, our phone is not working. And so, therefore, you can't reach me, and I'm not going to give you the numbers, even if you wanted to reach me. Okay, sorry about that. I have to report that as something that's not functioning in the station. How about that? Okay, where are we going? Okay, before we get off the NBA, and I did give you all the NBA scores, and if you didn't hear them, I'm sorry. I can't repeat. The time is just flying by here. The Washington Wizards, that's what we were talking about a little while ago. They are in first place in the Southeast Division of the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Only half a game ahead of Atlanta, but they've won seven games in a row. And I don't have their... they're a game ahead. Did Atlanta win yesterday? Yeah, they also won. So they're a half a game ahead of Washington. Their record is 30-20. Washington is 30-20. Atlanta is 30-21. And the Celtics are 32-18. Celtics are playing the Clippers today. And today is the farewell address. Farewell for Paul Pierce, who is with the Clippers right now. And he's retiring after this season. And it will be his last game in Boston. So it should be a tearful farewell. Paul, you did great while you were here. We wish you the best. Okay, moving right along. 4:41 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday in the National Hockey League, the Capitals 3 and the Canadiens 2. The Kings 1 and the Flyers zip. That was an overtime game. Maple Leafs 6 and the Bruins 5. Yuck. Scoring 5 goals and we still don't win. Avalanche 5 and the Jets 2. Sabres 4 and the Senators zip. Lightning 3 and the Ducks 2. That was also overtime. New Jersey 5 and the Blue Jackets 1. Hurricanes 5 and the Islanders 4. That was an overtime game. Red Wings 1 and the Predators zip. Penguins 4 and the Blues 1. Wild 6 and the Canucks 3. The Blackhawks 5 and the Stars 3. And the Coyotes 3 and the Sharks 2. That was a shootout. In the Bruins game at 2:17 in the first period, David Pastrnak got his 21st goal of the year with assists from Bergeron and Chara. Bruins 1. Maple Leafs zip. 11:15 of the first period, Bill Nylander got his 11th goal of the year with assists from Kadri and Matthews, tying it at 1-1 after the first period. In the second period, Jim Van Rijsdijk got his 18th goal with an assist from Marner at 8:31 of the second period. At 9:09 of the second period, that made it 2-1 for the Maple Leafs. At 9:09 of the second period, Bill Nylander got his 12th goal of the year, unassisted, by the way. And that made it 3-1. And at 10:17 of the second period, Nylander got his 13th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Brown and Matthews. That made it 4 3-1. At 10:55, David Pastrnak coming back, got his 22nd goal of the year, making it 4-2 with assists from Bergeron and Chara. And then at 15:23, Tory Krug got his 5th goal of the year on the power play with assists from Pastrnak and Spoon. Pastrnak is all over the place. And that made it 4-4. And at, that made it 5-4. Nylander got the hat trick. 3-4. Where's the 5th goal? I guess I didn't write it down. Sorry about that. There was a 5th goal in there somewhere. Anyway, Ryan Spooner at 10:06 of the third period got his 8th goal of the year with assists from Chara and Moore. And then at 15:15, Connor Brown got his 12th goal of the year with assists from Hyman and Matthews. That made it 6-4. And at 17:06, Patrice Bergeron got his 13th goal of the year on the power play. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I was right. I got more stuff on the other page. I'll be okay. You give me a day off and I can't even function anymore. Anyway, Patrice Bergeron's goal tied it at 5. And then at 18:24, Jim Van Rijsdijk got his 19th goal of the year with assists from Bozak and Marner, 6-5. That was the Maple Leafs over the Bruins. Bruins had tons of shots. They outshot the Maple Leafs 41-26. Yet they only, they don't say only, they got 5 goals out of it, but the defense was just not there. Tuukka Rask, who was playing with an injury, I believe, might have been taken out. I don't know if because of the injury or because of the goals that he was allowing. Gave 4 goals on 14 shots. McIntyre came in. He gave up 14 goals on 10 shots. What? Yeah. And then McIntyre came in and he gave up 2 more goals on 12 shots. So, yeah, the Bruins shot them 41-26 and still lost. I think it's fair to say that the Bruins are going to not make the playoffs this year. I would be shocked. Between the injuries and the fact that, other than Pastrnak, some of the other guys are just not there. And when they are there scoring goals, the defense is not there. So, like it was said earlier in the year, we need to get a top free agent defenseman in here to bulk up our defenseman core. And we didn't do that. And we're paying the penalty during the season. And it's interesting to say that the Bruins, when you compare them with some of the other teams, they aren't that bad. But, you know, there are so many other good teams ahead of them. For example, Montreal, who lost yesterday, have 67 points to the Bruins, 58. Ottawa has 60. We go over the Metropolitan Division. Washington, 74. Columbus, 71. Pittsburgh, 69. The Rangers, 65. Even Philadelphia has 58 points. Out west, in the Central Division, Minnesota, 71. Chicago, 67. Nashville, 58. In the Pacific Division, San Jose, 68. Anaheim, 65. Edmonton, 64. You know, so, like I said, I'll be shocked if the Bruins can put it together and get into the playoffs. Anything can happen. But right now, they're just win one, lose one, win one, lose two. You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So there. Maybe if we can finish further down, we'll get a good draft pick. I don't know. But anyway, we'll see what happens. In golf, Tiger Woods had to withdraw from the tournament out in Dubai that he was in. Back spasms. Of course, he wasn't shooting very well either, so that might have been playing into it as well. Hey, let me out of here. I'm not going to make the cut. Get home early. Like I said earlier, UConn women is 192, I think, in a row. 92, 93, somewhere in there. And can you believe it? It's February. It's February. And it won't be long before the truck moves out of Fenway Park down to Fenway South as spring training begins. You know, if I was a Major League Baseball player and I had something to say about our next contract, I would say, let's eliminate spring training. Really? At least the spring training games, you know? Let's go down there, have some intra-squad games, and then get the season rolling as fast as we possibly can. Season's long enough, especially if you make the playoffs and go all the way to the World Series. You're playing forever. Hey, you're making good money, let me say that, but it has to be really a worn-out people. You know, people have to, and that's probably part of the injury situation here in Major League Baseball as well. It's the length of the season. Matter of fact, let's just say go down. The guys aren't going to forget how to play the game, you know. So therefore, I guess the best thing about spring training is you get some of the younger guys in there and you can see if they can compete with some of the established veterans. But other than that, spring training is the big bore. Of course, it's a moneymaker for the owners and whatnot. But as far as the players are concerned, if I was a player, I would campaign for. Let's back up. Maybe that's a little too harsh. Let's cut the spring training games in half. Yeah. Okay. Give us, I don't know what they play, 20 whatever games of. Let's cut them in half. Okay. Let's see. I throw that out there. You can do with it as you will. It's 4:50 here on WMFO. Time is running out. And like I said, today, if you didn't know, is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm not gonna rub it in, but like I said, I won the contest this year when I competed with my son and my grandson and two other friends, and I'm not gonna rub it in. But I ran away with it. I think what there's only 2 weeks of the whole year that I was not in first place, and I think I went 10-2 in the playoffs, something like that. And so therefore, I'm going to give you my opinion on today's Super Bowl game. To me, the Atlanta Falcons with their supercharged offense has covered up for the weakness of their defense. Even in the playoff games that they won, they, you know, outscored the other teams and made it easier for their defense to, you know, slide by. But the other teams that they played scored some points against them, some significant points against them, which would mean to me that the Patriots, with their offense, even minus Gronkowski, are going to be able to score some points. If the Seattle scored points against them, and who else did they play? I forget. But anyway, you know, the Patriots are certainly going to be able to score points. Now, the question is, how well can the Patriots defense hold down the Falcons offense? And I think they can do a pretty good job. First of all, the Falcons center is hurting, playing with a broken fibula in his leg. Come on. That's crazy. And I understand they don't have a backup center. When he goes out, they switch one of their guards into center, and they have another guy who was once a defensive lineman who may be the third string center. So that's going to make it very difficult for the Falcons' offensive line to protect Matt Ryan. Now, obviously, he gets the ball off. He has a whole bunch of receivers. But I think the plan for the Patriots is that they're going to put Rowe on Julio Jones because of the size. Jones is 6'3", Rowe 6'2", and they'll have McCourty over the top. That usually takes away the other team's best offensive weapon. It's done it thus far all year long, and so therefore, why not do it now? Two against one usually should work, right? That means Butler then has Sanu, and Logan Ryan has the other guy, with whoever the other guy is, whatever the other guy is. Now, Ryan throws the ball a lot to the backs out of the backfield, and the backs have had a great year running the ball. You know, can they run against the Patriots? We'll see. You know, the Patriots have shut down a whole lot of running games this year. They didn't get a chance to shut down Le'Veon Bell because he was shut down by an injury. But anyway, they've done it to everybody else. I don't see them having problems shutting down their twin running backs today. So, I am looking for a Patriots sort of blowout. 35-14 sounds like a good score to me. And I cannot understand. Well, I guess I can understand. There's so many people out there in the sporting world, in the United States especially, who hate the Patriots. You know, Spygate, Deflategate, who knows what other gates that they're throwing around out there at us. I would say that they have kept the odds, you know, fairly close. And I'm always tell people, don't bet. But 3 points to me is a bettor's heyday if you are a bettor. And I'm telling people, don't bet. So therefore, but I like the Patriots. I don't see any reason why we should not. And hopefully, with the extra rest, Martellus Bennett will be a major factor, aside from the fact that he's playing hurt and doing a great job blocking. And we've been using Devlin in the backfield because he not only is a good blocker, protector for Brady, but he's also, you know, catch the ball out of the flat. And even once in a while, they hand the ball to him. and then the question is, can the Atlanta defense stop Blount and Deion Lewis and White? And we got other you know, wide receivers as well. So therefore, it's not just Julian Edelman. Mitchell is back, and we didn't even play the guy that we got from Phoenix in the last game. We didn't even dress him, for that matter. So, you know. Okay, I look for the Patriots to have a drive for five completed with a fifth Super Bowl. And you got to call them, you know, during this age of salary cap and free agent and everything else, a football dynasty that goes right along with the Browns and the Cowboys and the 49ers, you know, and the other great teams of the past. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5, and your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Hopefully you enjoyed the program. Inviting you to stay tuned for another edition of Sounds of Praise. We are still, because I wasn't here last week, I said if you just tuned in, I had a flat tire. I have a flat tire! Forget that Geico commercial. I got to get that out of my head. My wife played that on me. Anyway, had a flat tire, so I couldn't get out last week. And our phones are not working. When I sign off Sounds of Praise, I got to let the people know that the phones are not working. And so, therefore, you couldn't call in. But we have a great Sounds of Praise show coming your way. Like I said, more top hits of the year 2016. And we probably have maybe one, two more programs after that. And then we're going to get into some of this new music that's been coming in. And we'll be moving you right along in the year 2017. Have some ideas for some other programs down the line. And as soon as we get that squared away, we'll let you know about that as well. So I invite you to stay tuned. Sounds of Praise coming your way here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.